What an exciting week, Mark. You had the opportunity to be part of that RNC media walkthrough. There were over 400 national, international, and of course, local media right here in Milwaukee. What was that like?
It was interesting. It was just nice to see the crowd. It was nice to see these people from all over the world who were here in Milwaukee. It was nice to see the arena all set up in the sense that it had, you know, the RNC signs all over the place. A lot of talk about the convention. Everybody from the RNC was in town. It was a small run-through for this event in terms of the number of people there, but really starts us on the way, Libby. You know, it's not that far. I mean, once we get into 24, you're talking 6.5 months and you're there. So just a nice kind of energy in the room. It was nice. I got to talk to and meet a lot of reporters from all over the country, all over the world. A number of them who never traveled to Milwaukee before were very impressed with our city, had been out to eat already, had been checking it out. So I think you're going to see things really start to happen now. Once 24 starts, I think you'll see more contracts, you'll see more activity, you'll see this thing really ramp up. Probably sometime early January, we'll see the security zone. Sometime in either January or February, we'll see more of where they're all going to stay. This is coming. I know we've been talking about it for a while, but we're getting closer. And this was the first official sign it is on its way.
Were there any recognizable faces among the media?
You know, some, but not many. This was more of the producers, the people who figure out the best angles for the camera shots, the people who set up the booths, work through things. So not a lot of the anchors weren't here. There were a few pretty big-name reporters in town, but mostly it was just that. And then, of course, a lot of local media was there, which is always good. And just the energy. I just enjoy that kind of thing. There was a big party on Wednesday night at the Milwaukee Theater, a chance for people just to kind of try products. They, of course, had Miller High Life there. They had some brats there. They had cheese curds. They had all kinds of stuff to show off more.
I love it. You had another big story, speaking of excitement in the Business Journal, when you said that the planned opening of that soccer stadium in the Iron District has been delayed. Why? What does that mean to the area?
Probably not a surprise because of interest rates and the economy. I mean, it's slowing down pretty much everything. You think about, we talked a couple weeks ago about the music venue that's being built right next to the arena, how that was held up because of interest rates and the economy. The same thing here. They're trying to raise money for the project. So now they're talking, instead of 25, they're opening it in 26, starting play. A lot of excitement, a lot of energy in that area of downtown. Around 6th and Michigan, we have seen construction start there with the apartments that are underway. They hope to start the stadium next year, have it open in 26, get that going. Because of that area and of that project, I get asked most about the soccer stadium. There's a lot of individuals in the city who want to see that happen and want to see more soccer because it's such a growing sport. Obviously huge in Europe, growing in America, and just something that when it's open, it's going to be a huge thing to that area.
Mark, I know your pockets are empty because Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday are over. How did that shopping season go?
So that's why. I mean, you should see the gift. Oh, no, wait. I can't tell you about all the gifts I got you. Everybody heading into it was a little, I wouldn't say skeptical, but it's kind of flat, small growth, 3% growth. It ended up being around 8%. People were spending their money. I think a lot of it was sales. I think everywhere you went, you saw 30% off, 40% off, 50% off sales earlier. Retailers are being very aggressive this season because of some of the worries. We saw it from Walmart already, saw it from Target, from Kohl's, all saying how if they believe that some of our consumers are slowing down their spending, well, they're not so far for the holidays. So there is spending going on. I think you'll see it spread out over the next couple of weeks. I think everyone's going to be waiting for sales, waiting for that one thing they really want. This economy is fascinating. People expected a recession to happen. It hasn't happened yet. We've seen a slowdown. We still have very low unemployment, Libby. We still have people spending money, people hiring. So it'll be curious to see how this one ends up, but I think it'll be a little bit on the upside as compared to where everybody thought it was going to be.
Well, I know one of the ways you get around the city when you're doing your shopping is on the hop, and there's a new big name sponsor.
I'm still looking for you. Every time I'm on the hop, I'm looking for Libby. Kohl's opened their store, of course, right in the heart of the city, and now is the sponsor of the hop for the next month. Really trying to increase the name recognition of the store, increase the awareness of the store. A lot of excitement about the store, a lot of excitement about seeing that on the hop and the bright red colors as it rolls through the street. So I think it's a nice move by Kohl's as they enter the downtown. I think it's another sponsor for the hop, which is always good. I think the thing now is what's next for the hop. When will we see the expansion talks? Where would that money come from? And I've kind of been saying, you know, the last couple weeks, it's become obvious to me that nothing much is going to happen until after April. And everyone asks, why April? Because that's when the mayoral election is. I think after the mayoral election, if the current mayor is reelected, which right now everyone expects him to be, he has said he wants to expand it. Will that then happen? Where will they work the money? Because there's a lot of talk about extending it up from the intermodal up to the convention center, from the convention center up to the arena, and then north, and then south, of course, through the third ward into Walker's Point. When can that happen? I think we may see some indications of that next year.
Another thing that we're looking at for next year is we're starting to see some home prices drop, not just around the country,
crazy,
but here in southeastern Wisconsin.
Yeah, crazy, you know, that's finally happening after all these years of going up, 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 and all these wars. well, you know, we're finally seeing kind of the impact of the economy, the impact of interest rates, and also the holiday season, November, December, a slower time period. So you're starting to see, you know, not as much competition for homes, maybe people holding off and saying, well, let's wait and see what happens with interest rates. Will they come down in 24? Should I wait 6 months before I buy the house? So you're seeing them come down. I don't know how long that'll last. So I think once the market heats up again, you'll see them kind of head back up. But this is interesting. It's kind of a change. We've had years and years of these prices going up. We've had years and years of, you know, four, five, six offers on one house, people being asked to drop their home inspections, people being asked to drop all kinds of things to make these deals happen. You've seen the market slow a bit. So we'll see how that rolls into 24. I think it'll all depend on interest rates. What will happen? Will they start to head down after the last 18 months of going up?
Well, you know, Brian and David Wickard from the Acunet Mortgage and Realty Show say right now the holiday season is a great time to look for a house because there's not many shoppers out there.
There is less competition. Not as many people want to move or obviously working on other things now. So he is right. This is the time if you want to grab, I'm not going to say a steal because it's not, but if you want to grab a house at a reasonable price, this may be the time.
Yeah, you're always right on top of advice for consumers,
you know,
Mark.
And I will say this, I didn't spend money on a house for you for Christmas. How about that? But I did spend something, I'll find something, but it's not a house.
Yeah, well, I hear there's some nice condos downtown. Hey, listen, Mark.
Look at the clock. I got to go. Libby, I can't hear you anymore. I think I'm going through a tunnel.
See you on the hop. Have a great week, Mark.
All right, Libby, I'll talk to you next week. Take care.